continuing interview with Philip Baskin, May 6, 1985. Mr. Baskin, I read your article, A Way Out of a Budget Bind, in the April 30th issue of the Post-Gazette. I agree with all your recommendations for across-the-board action. I thought it was exceptionally well written. I hope Washington's listening.
Thank you.
In our first session, to recapitulate, we dealt with your early years, family background, Army experience, professional education, marriage and family, and your law practice. Now, along with your private practice, you were assistant solicitor and later special counsel for the county law department from 1953 to 58. This involved you in various areas, such as smoke control. Could you tell us what your responsibilities were here?
Well, we did quite a number of things to in a number of areas that we wanted to get countywide participation rather than by, municipalities, because we have, about 130 different municipalities in our county, and it's very difficult to accomplish anything trying to work with each one on certain of these fields. So there was a program, one of which was smoke control, one was the county wide park system, another thing was the Kane Hospital, and the health department. Those four functions were really attacked on a countywide basis during the 50s and basically during the 50s. And the one you mentioned was smoke control.
Yeah.
We'd had smoke control, started in the city of Pittsburgh under Dave Lawrence as mayor, right after the end of the war. And they decided that you couldn't very well confine smoke to a city's boundaries. And so it was thought that they ought to have it on a countywide basis. And so that's what we put together. And I was involved in all of these special projects. I worked with a solicitor who was in Nat Beck, very, very fine solicitor, and with the various county commissioners. Kane was, of course, rounding out his career, but he was still the chairman when we started. And then there were others. Howard Stewart, when he became one of the commissioners, was very involved in these countywide projects.
How about the establishment of the county health department? Was there no health department previously?
There was a health department, but it was practically an empty office. There were no real functions, and that was somewhat difficult to put through because I had a lot of resistance from various municipalities which were concerned, about the county impinging on their authority and what kind of regulations would be put through that might not be needed in their or desired in their municipalities. So that was rather touchy. But we managed to get it through. Now, a lot of all of these things were preceded by efforts in the legislature to enable, to give authorization for a lot of these things. They used to call it the Pittsburgh Package and so forth, but in the late 40s after the war and through the 50s, there was a series of state legislative enactments that were worked out by Lawrence and Barr and the senators and representatives to our legislature during that time, working with between the mayor's office and the commissioner. And there was a lot of cooperation in those years, and also working with the business community. The Allegheny Conference, for example, was one. And there was a great deal of cooperation during that period of time. And as a result, we were able to convince the municipalities that no catastrophe would occur. And we were very fortunate. I forget that we got a good director at the time. And what we did in the law department, I was sort of in charge of litigation, and we were very careful to hold back the regulators from rushing in the court, you know, on violations, because we wanted people to get confidence in the system, and we felt that litigation too soon would not be helpful to anything. And so we were sort of a break, you know, on that kind of activity. And then gradually, as people became accustomed to it, we would start enforcement proceedings, but only in those cases where we felt we were very clear. And it worked. I think it worked out a lot more smoothly than people thought it would.
Well, now, in your capacity on the legal end, were you restricted to the legal aspect, or could you sponsor a program?
Sponsor it in what way?
Well, I mean, the actual program itself, facilitating it, or were you confined strictly to the legal aspect?
No, we, Nat Beck and I, really were involved in a lot of things, but I didn't attempt to make health policy, but we would have discussions with the health director. Sometimes we could add some suggestions that were helpful, you know, in developing programs. But as far as the health itself was concerned, the health functions, you know, I didn't know much more than anybody else.
That went to the specialist.
But yeah. we, when you've been around for a while in the law department and in various other activities, you get a feel. Some of the things that are possible and some that are not.
Now, you mentioned the regional park system. What did this involve?
Well, this was a program that was carried on with the Mellon Fund, and we did it very very secretly, really. We employed several brokerage firms that went out and picked up properties in areas where we wanted to establish county parks. And we did it that way because had we made the announcement, the prices, of course, would have increased tremendously. So we had the Mellon Foundation, one of their foundations, I believe it was, supply the money for the purchase of a lot of these properties with the agreement that they would hold it somewhat as a trustee, an official trustee for the county, and would turn it over to the county at just their cost, in other words, of acquiring the properties whenever the county was ready to announce it and as a public function. So as a result of that, we were able to get a good park system for the county, which has been very useful since. Yeah.
Which parks were involved in this program?
Well, there were it was really the smaller parks. We had north and south, you know, but there were a number of, I think Boys Park might have been one of them. I can't recall the different ones, but there were a number of parks set up around the county as a result of this this program. You're asking me to remember something now about 30 years ago.
Well, we get the general drift of it, which is what's essential. Another area listed was redevelopment plans. What was this specifically? Was this in any way related to Renaissance?
Well, it started the county, you know, up until after the war, the county was really a very simple governmental entity. I mean, it didn't have many functions. It was sort of like a sleeping giant, I guess. But after the war, with these programs that I've told you about, the necessity for them, and then the fact that they saw a need to have redevelopment on a countywide basis as well, so the county government started to get into that. And they had their Industrial Development Authority, and of course they set up redevelopment programs, and eventually set up an IDA program, Industrial Development Authority, a number of authorities set up.
under this redevelopment?
By the county government. Well, that was just part of it. And so today, for example, you have the county very deeply involved in redevelopment, just as a city is. But prior to that time, there was practically no involvement.
Did you have any?
The 50s were just a great time for growth in all of these areas. Yeah.
I was wondering, what part did you play in the county development?
Well, while I was with the county law department, there was nothing that was done in the county that the law department wasn't involved in. Nat Beck, not only because the solicitor normally is involved in everything, but there was a very close relationship between Nat Beck and Commissioner Kane and some of the other commissioners at that time. And I had good relationships with some of the commissioners, and so that they really met with us not just as lawyers, as people whose advice they wanted on the substantive issues as well, and on the political issues, because you always have to worry about the politics of a situation.
Well, that's the reality of it.
Oh, sure, sure.
Was this part of, or did it lead to, what's known as Renaissance One?
No, Renaissance One really was a city project.
That's true.
And that started right after the war. And that was with Dave Lawrence and Jack Robin, who was then Dave Lawrence's executive secretary. Jack and I, of course, first met, I think, in 46. So we've known each other since then. And he's been involved in this work with a few brief absences from the city.
He's still involved.
Yeah, and he's still involved. So now Renaissance One was basically a city project. The county had relatively little, if anything, to do with it.
This transpired mainly during David Lawrence's...
Yes, and then Joe Barr, when he succeeded him. Now, the county has never had a so-called Renaissance name to any period. It's unfortunate because really, in the period that I'm talking about, there was a great Renaissance in the county, but it wasn't called that.
It wasn't labeled. I know that you were also involved with the Board of Property Assessment.
I used to, as special counsel, and even when I was assistant solicitor, I was almost like a special counsel to the solicitor. On their major problems, we were consulted, yes.
I see. Also, the County Transit Authority. What was your involvement there?
I wasn't too involved with the County Transit Authority, no. No, it started... you mean with the port, with the Skybus thing that developed later? That wasn't when I was with the county.
I see.
That was after I left the county, and we were the attorneys for the county in that suit.
I'm interested in your views on the subway. Is it going to be effective?
I don't know.
How are we going to have it?
Oh, you're going to have it, because as a matter of fact, this coming Saturday evening, I think there's a...
There's sort of
an opening, and it's going to be an art show and it's sort of a fundraiser for the art show, and then it's to show off the subway system. So I guess it's going to be
eventually
at a party. Yeah, it's hard to predict, how much value there is
to a
subway system. The theory is, of course, that. It'll help traffic conditions.
But in a limited area.
Well, that's the area that's the most congested. But I don't think this area can support what you normally think of as a large subway system. And I don't think they're planning that. You know, I don't think we have the density along any given line to even think about putting in a large subway system. So I don't think we'll ever have a large subway system. This is sort of just a step to relieve downtown congestion especially with all of these office buildings
coming
in, and you're going to have a lot more traffic in and out of the city. So I think from that point of view, it'll be very good. And you know, most of the money came from the federal government.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
That's one of the reasons the cities are very distressed about Reagan's present program, mm-hmm. because the only way cities can do these things is with federal assistance.
You ever involved in the Skybus, thinking about the Skybus? Yeah,
we represented the county in that case. We won the case, but we won the battle, but lost the war.
What do you thought about that?
I thought it was a great mistake not to have done it. Mm-hmm. At that time, practically the whole cost, which was not much, I think about $250 million, mm-hmm. Most of that was being borne by the federal government. I think it would have been helpful to create some industry mm-hmm. here with Westinghouse. I think we could have set something up that would have helped our employment situation. I think it would have been helpful in the transportation system. Now, when it was first suggested, I had thought that maybe the best way to do it, I'd suggested then to John Morrow, would have been to run it from downtown to the airport, where we wouldn't have had much political difficulty. Probably could have run it out along the state right away. Along the highways, maybe. I don't know. I just suggested that. And I said, as long as it's going to be an experimental thing, why don't we do it where we'll have the least political flack? As it turns out, we had a lot of political flack, which finally defeated the project. I think Allegheny County and Pittsburgh were the losers as a result of it, but that's a matter of opinion.
What about public housing? You had some role in that?
Yeah, that was more in my capacity as an attorney with a law firm. My brother, Seymour, was an expert in that field. And when he and I formed our law firm, we specialized in federally subsidized housing. So we were innovators in a lot of early housing developments, including integrated housing. I think we were involved in the first battles over integration of housing facilities. So we can go around the city and point to a lot of projects that we were involved in, but they were basically as attorneys.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have anything to do with the funding?
Well,
securing funding?
We were always very deeply involved with Action Housing, which was very involved in Bernie Loshbaugh at that time was a director, and he was very active, and we were close to him, but we were close as not only as friends, but as consultants and lawyers rather than
in any other capacity. Kane Hospital. We've had some involvement there.
Yeah, matter of fact, Kane Hospital, I came into the law department while Kane Hospital was being developed, and I was involved with the construction contracts and some of the problems that they had. I remember everybody thought at that time, I think it was about $20 million cost at that time, and everybody thought it was a millennium. Because when they had the opening, people came from all over the country and touted it as the finest facility for the elderly, and would go on for centuries, you know. And here it is,
happen?
Well, opinions change and concepts change, and you see now in the last couple of years, the county had to go another system in which they have regional centers. Rather than one center. So it just shows the difficulty of trying to build something that'll last forever, because you just don't know how things are going to change. But here was a facility that was clearly labeled as the finest facility of its kind in the country, and yet about 25 years later it was being criticized by health authorities and the federal government for being inadequate and unable to serve the public needs and so forth and so on. So it's very difficult to plan for generations to come, you know.
Well, how are the patients cared for now, actually?
Well, they're on regional centers. There are four regional centers instead of one large one, and now they're in Kane Hospital. They're engaged in the problem of how to dispose of the property and so forth. That's being studied by the county now.
The Greater Pittsburgh Airport, you had some involvement here, I believe.
Some, but, you know, over the years. But that was planned before I joined the department. We worked closely with the aviation department through the solicitor's office. As I said, a special counsel, I was involved with Nat Beck on problems. So if the problem was the airport, well, that was what I was involved in. If it was the health center, it was the health center.
Yes. What a prospect.
It was a very good experience, by the way. I learned a lot about...
You've had a lot of good experience.
Well, yeah, you know, it is. I can't tell you how much I learned about different areas substantively, and then how much I learned about political problems and municipal problems, yeah.
You've had a wide spectrum of activities.
Yeah, it was really very interesting.
What do you think are the prospects of us getting an international airport here?
Well, we are an international airport now.
I mean, expand the facility.
Well, I think you just had an expansion. Now I understand there are a couple of flights to London, direct flights going to go in. We've had the Canadian thing. Hasn't been much of an international airport in the sense of a lot of originating flights to foreign countries or flights coming back. I think it's difficult. You're never going to have anything that compares to... you know, places like New York or Chicago or L.A. or San Diego, you're just not going to do it. We don't have the traffic count. But I think what will happen is, as we get more and more to be a hub for other airlines, U.S. Air, for example, uses it as its hub, they'll collect the passengers here, and you may be able to see more flights, international flights, originating here, so that they may get enough volume from all the people coming into Pittsburgh as a collection agency, you know. But it's never going to be a large international airport in that sense. It's a very good airport now. It's a very good regional airport, and it probably needs more facilities now.
I was going to say, yeah. It needs to expand, really.
Yeah, yeah.
According to information we got in your biographical sketch, from 1960 to 69, you were a member of Pittsburgh City Council, but
yes.
By 69, you declined to run for re-election.
That's right.
In retrospect, what would you say transpired that was of particular significance during those years? In terms of contribution to the city and county?
Well, you know, we kept on. We really kept on with the Renaissance program, for one thing. And during those years, we developed a stadium, which now has its problems. Stadium Authority. We also started the studies and on the convention center. Those were several projects. There were a lot of housing projects, a lot of housing developed at the time, all over the city. And then we had the racial problems of the 60s, which concerned us. And, there was just a lot of redevelopment starting to come into the neighborhoods as well as downtown. There was a lot of neighborhood redevelopment that had been had been deliberately postponed until we got the downtown moving. There was a lot of criticism of that because people in the neighborhoods thought we were putting too much concentration in the downtown. But we felt that that unless you got the downtown viable, you couldn't do much in the areas. I think maybe one of the best contributions we made it was a conscious decision back then, early in the 60s. We decided that we were no longer going to maintain ourselves as a very industrial city. The nature of our employment would change drastically. And even though the steel mills were going full blast then, we began to try to build up the service industries. And that
diversify somewhere.
Yeah, that was particularly in the, we went at the educational facilities and the hospital facilities because we thought that would be a great source of employment when the other sources of employment disappeared. And we consciously, I think, and with a lot of criticism, decided we were going to become a service city. This was back almost 25 years ago or longer, so you can see that we were planning well. We had a hard time convincing people that that was going to happen.
That was a wise decision, I'd say. We had
a lot of criticism. I mean, every time we did something for the medical center or the educational institutions or for downtown office buildings, and, we got a lot of criticism, but we felt we just had to go that way. It just looked to us like there was no way that the industrial base would be maintained. So I think if you talk to Jack Robin, he'll tell you the same thing.
In your years in the county law department and the city council, who would you name as outstanding personalities in terms of their contributions to the city?
It's surprising how many contributors there were. Of course,
they were good people.
A lot of good. Dave Lawrence and Joe Barr, who were really first line politicians and often referred to as machine politicians. They were machine politicians, but they also knew the value of surrounding themselves with good people, especially in the top positions. And so we had a series of solicitors, both in the city and the county, who were just fine. I mean, better than you could possibly expect to get normally in public life. And the mayors had executive secretaries who were extremely competent. There was Jack Robin, then there was Walter Giese, then it was Al Collotti, and now there's Dave Matter. All very, very fine chiefs of staff. They had some very good council people during those years. Dave Alban was good, and much as they used to have some chuckles at the expense of city council time, people like Fagan and Cunahan, they had John Morrow was a very good director here, and we had Bob Pease, in the Allegheny Conference. There were just, I could name 100 to 200 people over those years who were really made great contributions to the city's redevelopment.
It was a fortunate period, really.
Well, it starts at the top. The Lawrence, and Barr were, Lawrence was really an uneducated, formerly uneducated person. And yet he was one of the most progressive and enlightened city executives you could find. He just had a capacity for development. And so did Joe Barr. Joe Barr was very underrated. And everybody thought that Lawrence was so much better than Joe Barr, and in certain ways he was. He was more forceful, and more the master of the machine. But Joe Barr, in a very quiet way, was very effective for the city, and during his term as mayor, there's a lot of development done. So you have people who are underrated, people who...
But they were good years.
They were good. I thought they were very good years for the city, and they were good development years, yeah. And the city did well. under them and under the people they surround themselves with. Yeah.
In these years, you were involved in many civic and community affairs. You were on the board of the Civic Arena, which you did mention before, from 62 to 75. That's 15 years, mm-hmm. and you were chairman part of this period.
Yes.
Does the Civic Arena fulfill the roles of the original sponsors, do you think?
Yes, I think so. I think the only... I think it does, except, of course, the roof doesn't slide back and forth.
That was Edgar Kaufman's dream.
Well, but, you know, those kind of things, even though later they may prove not to be quite as practical as you would think, they're the things that start movements. And maybe if it hadn't been for that idea...
Excuse me.